Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 19th day of June. Today we're reading Acts 12:24 to 13:50 and reading the International Children's Bible. God's message continued to spread and reach more and more people. After Barnabas and Saul finished their task in Jerusalem, they returned to Antioch. John, also called Mark, was with them. In the church at Antioch, there were these prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon, also called Niger, Lucius, from the city of Cyrene, Manaen, who had grown up with Herod the ruler, and Saul. They were all worshiping the Lord and giving up eating. The Holy Spirit said to them, "Give Barnabas and Saul to me to do a special work. I have chosen them for it." So they gave up eating and prayed. They laid their hands on Barnabas and Saul and sent them out. Barnabas and Saul were sent out by the Holy Spirit. They went to the city of Seleucia. From there they sailed to the island of Cyprus. When they came to Salamis, they preached the good news of God in the Jewish synagogues. John Mark was with them to help. They went across the whole island to Paphos. In Paphos, they met a Jew who was a magician. His name was Bar-Jesus. He was a false prophet who always stayed close to Sergius Paulus, the governor. Sergius Paulus was a smart man. He asked Barnabas and Saul to come to him because he wanted to hear the message of God. But Elymas, the magician, that is what his name means, was against them. He tried to stop the governor from believing in Jesus, but Saul was filled with the Holy Spirit. Saul's other name was Paul. He looked straight at Elymas and said, "You son of the devil, you are an enemy of everything that is right. You are full of evil tricks and lies. You are always trying to change the Lord's truth into lies. Now the Lord will touch you, and you will be blind for a time. For a time you will not be able to see anything, not even the light from the sun." Then everything became dark for Elymas. He walked around, trying to find someone to lead him by the hand. When the governor saw this, he believed. He was amazed at the teaching about the Lord. Paul and those with him sailed away from Paphos. They came to Perga and Pamphylia. But John Mark left them and returned to Jerusalem. They continued their trip from Persia and went to Antioch, a city in Pisidia. On the Sabbath day, they went into the synagogue and sat down. The law of Moses and the writings of the prophets were read. And the leaders of the synagogue sent a message to Paul and Barnabas, "Brothers, if you have any message that will encourage the people, please speak." Let's pray for joy today. Dear Jesus, help us to have joy in our hearts and to be joyful people and to have joy in our relationship and joy as we go through this day or night. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.